It goes by different names: the provider fee, the hospital bed tax, the Medicaid assessment fee. No matter what it's called, Governor Deal says it's critical to the state.
Without it, we're going to be hard-pressed to maintain the quality of care and to provide the payments to the provider community that we would all like to see.
Passed in 2010, the provider fee allows the state to take a certain percentage of patient revenue from hospitals. It raises more than $200 million annually for the state Medicaid program and helps attract nearly $600 million more in federal matching funds. The fee is set to expire next year, unless lawmakers decide to renew it. Deal says allowing the tax to expire would wreak havoc on the state budget.
I support something that is going to provide a filling of that gap in our budget, and the provider fee seems to be the most logical way to do that.
When originally passed, it led to fierce infighting among Republican lawmakers. Deal says a unified front will help avoid another episode.
I certainly hope that the hospital community, if they can come together on an agreement and recognize the importance of it, they are the ones that are going to be making those payments. We would hope that that would mitigate some of that conflict.
Most health systems and hospitals agree with the governor, particularly those that treat a lot of uninsured patients like Atlanta's Grady Hospital. However, some are looking for alternatives. Matt Gove of Piedmont Healthcare says the tax unfairly impacts certain hospitals. He wants the financial burden spread out.
Why has it become the hospital industry's responsibility to fill this hole for a service that all of society wants, needs, and should be supporting?
Gove suggested increasing the state tobacco tax, traditionally a non-starter at the Capitol, or diverting funds from other places in the state budget. In any event, Gove says even if hospitals can come together over renewal, he's skeptical it'll make a difference.
The number of legislators who cannot and will not vote for any sort of tax increase has grown extraordinarily in the past two election cycles. And so the bigger question is, can this plan pass? Can it pass?
The state Medicaid program is already financially challenged, even with the provider fee. Heading into next year, it's facing a $300 million deficit. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.